So this is our last meeting of the year. Wow. Incredible. It has gone so quickly. Is it done? Now, someone had put this in my mailbox. This was like a couple of weeks ago. Does this look familiar to anybody? No one did it? I guess. So I'm going to give those to you. How are we doing with that?
We are basically done. I have these to add myself, so I'm going to do them probably tonight or tomorrow. These are for me to enter.
They're for you?
Yeah, I took whatever was left over.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to, reassign like one per person or something. So I'm going to do those this weekend.
Okay.
We're done. So at least until we get more data.
No, that's it.
That's it. Okay.
We're done. So that means that is everyone coming next week or is everybody done today?
Next week for what? For school?
Yeah.
It's a holiday party.
Huh?
It's a holiday party.
Right, but I mean, are you coming in for school at all?
Thursday or in general?
In general.
Yeah. Wednesday.
Wednesday? Okay. If you guys could return your rulers, put them in my mailbox,
sure.
That would be great. Collect those. And that's great that we're done with that. So what we have today is the next to last practice transcript. So the last practice will be the first, because you guys said you would need a time to wake up. You guys said that you would need a refresher.
Yeah.
So the last practice will be due January 23rd, which is the first Thursday of the new semester. Okay? So I attached the transcript to my email message to you today. Is everyone able to open it or do you need Taylor's help?
I'll thank you.
Okay, still so problematic. Okay. So, how do people do with this particular transcript? That was tricky.
A little tricky.
I would hope you would think it was tricky because.
No, but I did think that I did. I thought I did well in it. I don't think I did 0.4 and 6 or whatever.
In fact, you did well.
I was surprised to see that I did well. Yeah.
Okay. Any insight into. Said you thought it was tricky. What made it tricky for you?
Let me pull it up because I have some notes on it.
Okay.
Before I make a comment.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, I hit you.
I was.
Anyone else have any comments about this particular transcript? What it was more easier, more difficult?
I actually thought it was easier, but I didn't do it either.
But you what?
But I also did worse this week. I thought this was more straightforward.
You did. I noticed that our old friend about therapists is neutral was back up in the top five of problematic. These are the correlations.
I just thought the dialogue was not so, they weren't communicating so clearly.
There's an item for that.
Right, and that I know, but I'm just saying, it was hard for me to fully follow.
See, here's.
I guess I think I felt a little bit like it was all over the place. It's not in the top five.
What?
Not quite top five, but it's number seven.
Oh, okay, yeah, number seven. Yeah.
I was still up there.
So I was puzzled by that, but now we had a 1 week layoff for Thanksgiving, so you guys had to, maybe there's a little bit of rust.
I really just feel like this dialogue is confusing for me. Usually, like, I read it and I kind of have, like, a good mental image of, like, the dynamic of the relationship and, like, all the different items kind of, like, listed in my hand. And this one was a little more difficult for me. I'm not sure why, though.
Okay. Well, let's dive into it and see what we can figure out about it. So the standard deviation of this item 30. So I sorted the standard deviations from greatest to smallest, and this was the highest one, 2.49, and the experts had it in 6.5. So one might have had it 6, and the other 7, whatever. So we have 8.78, that's all fine. 3 and 68 were both missing.
No,
just 68.
Just 68, but it's right. It's number 3.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that might be why.
Everybody had it missing?
I'm assuming yes.
Can everybody check that now?
It's the uncharacteristic portion of that item was missing on mine at least. So I started going through them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go get through all of them, but that was what I noticed. So I'm gonna have to.
Okay, let's see what other people. So Deepak, you're missing it too.
Yeah. So it's
missing the place and characteristic. So Brian, you're
missing it also as well. So I'm gonna send that description.
You have it?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's this that you're talking about?
Yeah, the
So how many more do you have to review?
I mean, I reviewed 1, 2, 3, 8, so the rest of them, 69.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and then I'll just send an email with the ones that are missing once I have them.
All right, everybody know how to add this into your Trello board? Can you contact Palak and let her know?
Yes.
Thanks. All right. That absence may or may not have affected your ratings. Who knows? So, getting back to this. This is fine, this is fine, this is fine. So Amanda and Palak rated this item 2, which is outside our plus or minus 2. And Palak's not here. So you're on your own.
Okay.
All right, so 30, item 30. Discussion centers on cognitive themes, that is, about ideas or belief systems. You felt that it did not have that. Placed toward uncharacteristic end if there is little or no discussion of such ideas or constructs. Well, you put it in 2, so you meant that it was pretty...
Yeah, I mean, I will say
sailing.
I had 47 items in the characteristic range, so it maybe got But I don't know if anyone wants to point out something that they thought was a common theme, but I didn't think it stuck out to me as a character.
And you would put it in a middle pile.
Yeah, but I got, like, I pushed it lower just because I had so many items that were characteristic that I had to put something in the non-characteristic. Mm-hmm.
Taylor, you take copious notes usually.
She talked a lot about how being lied to makes her feel like, like a, you know, like a central cognitive theme. Every time I'm lied to, like I get angry, but I can't show angry. It makes them think I'm worthless, and it makes me feel like I'm worthless. It makes me feel like they don't care about me. It's like it's so rude, it's so cruel. Like all of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe that.
Yeah, when I'm angry, I think of
burning
myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The example in the item is, unless you accomplish everything you attempt perfectly, you're worthless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
a
classic.
Matt's example sticks out that if people lie to me, that means X about me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
So you move it from a 2 to a 6.5?
I was going to say 6, but yeah, I guess a 6.5.
Palak's not here, so we will move on. Thank you. So the next item here that we can discuss is 2.41, and then there's a pretty significant dip. So these two items, 30 and 56, were problematic. So the raters, the experts, did not agree, but basically they put it in the middle pile. So 8 is outside the realm. 6 is okay. 3 is outside. No, 3 is outside the realm on the other end.
Okay.
Outside the realm. So is that. Man is in a 1.
Yeah.
And a 2. You and a man, you and Palak agree a lot. I might pair you guys up.
Yeah.
But you don't agree with the experts on this item. 5.5. So we have, which item is this? This is
56.
You what? Okay.
He discusses experiences as a different, as distinct from his or her feelings. Refer to patient's attitude toward the material spoken, how much he appears to care about it, as well as how much overt affective expression there is toward characteristics, and if patient displays little concern or feeling and is generally flat, impersonable, or half-heartedly indifferent, may not be apparent, and rate as uncharacteristic if affect and import are apparent, well modulated by and balanced by cooler material, please vary uncharacteristic. And if patient expresses sharp affect or outbursts of emotion and deeply felt concern.
So the experts didn't feel that it was characteristic or uncharacteristic.
Right. Well, because she has
modulated affect.
Yeah. She wasn't distant from her feelings, but she didn't know.
She was a little. Here, I'll read it to you. So she goes. I guess maybe I judge myself. How am I getting along? How am I acting? You know, how do I look? Pause for 10 seconds. It's just such a strong feeling wanting to be able to see myself down there with other people. Because I guess when I'm down there with other people, I don't really feel it. I have to be able to see it happening in order to feel it. So then the therapist says, why can't you feel it? The patient says, I don't know. It's almost as if while I'm interacting with people, I'm not conscious of me. I'm focused more on other people. So the therapist says, this is happening now? And the patient says, no, because I'm talking. I'm doing mostly talking. I mean, that's weird. It's not like I don't feel it. I'm part of this place. I feel like I'm part of this place. I feel like I'm expressing my feelings more to people. And she says, so there she says that she's feeling, meaning she's not detached. But then she continues and says, and the therapist asks, so the feelings that you were telling me about on Wednesday about being in this room. And then the patient says, they're still there. I still feel detached and unwanted. But not so much because Lisa came to me and said, I'm going to be moving, switching bedrooms shortly. So I think they put it in between because there was a plus and a minus.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning she expressed feelings of feeling detached and non-detached. Does anyone agree?
Yeah, I think that I should have put in a 5. Because I'm reading back my notes now.
Right. I think the question is, was there any sharp affect or outbursts?
No.
Not really.
What, Taylor?
Not in, I don't know. Kind of
you think there was?
No, but she wasn't angry.
You can talk about angry at being angry, but this is about if you actually show anger or you start shouting or I mean you can't hear anything. This is a transcript, but you can tell when somebody's.
I think that's why I put it high because of that anger scene where it's like, well, you're saying that you're angry, but you're not actually being angry. But I drop it to.
No, but she says, she's like, well, no, I don't feel angry with you.
I mean, yeah, but then the next one is just like, you sounded angry when you just said that. It's like, why not so much anger? It's like you mentioned anger and then you're backing off. And then like two lines down, it's like you sounded angry when you said that.
Right, so the issue is that happened like once out of
I still think,
script.
Well,
it was
I mean,
not, it was
I,
very insignificant.
I thought that was, kind of, well, like I said, I'm willing to drop down too because of that, but I thought that what he was saying, I saw even before he said it, where it's just like, you're saying things that don't really seem like to be matching, like you should be more angry than this, and you're saying that you're angry, but you're not actually showing it. But I get where you guys are coming from, so. 6.
Okay. Next one. We can get through the 2s, I'll be happy. So, next one is 2.17.
That's the 68, right?
Which yes. Right. So, the experts put it in 5. Brian is right on the nose. Marguerite is a little bit outside. 4 is okay. One is way low.
I put it in 1 right now.
Yeah, same.
4 is okay. 5 is okay.
Yeah.
Man is in a 1. 5 is fine.
Real versus
real.
So,
yeah, I didn't see any real right.
So
yeah,
Eli and Amanda.
I don't understand. What would be uncharacteristic of unrealistic?
Okay, so.
I don't think there was much.
Right.
Because there wasn't.
There was no distortion.
Say that again.
But, so how do we know when to put it in five and when to put it in one?
There's pressure.
What if it's like, yeah, if it's like obvious?
Like you're talking about hallucination. Like you're saying, like, I'm hallucinating something, just completely ignore it.
Like, you look just like my father. Wait, you are my father! And the therapist doesn't react, doesn't say anything.
It's yeah, so right. Hard to distinguish between that.
What do you mean?
No, meaning like, because it's very hard to know with all the items when to put it in one or when to put it in five.
And I think the problem is that there's so few that fall that under the lower end that like,
yeah.
They end up getting pushed somehow.
That's what I was feeling. It's like something.
Yeah, but
that
one?
I know, but I guess it was because I had a hard time.
Wait, so is that the case
for
every single item?
I guess so.
What's the rule, though? Is that the case for every item? Meaning you put it in a five if there's no mention about it, and you put it in the one?
No, not every item. Not every item. I mean, maybe you put that in the code book?
Yeah, I was literally just opening the code book right now. I think there were definitely more than 18 things that just didn't arise.
So there's definitely going to be a source of like disconnect on like if there's more than 18 fives, do you put the rest of them in a six or a four, and then from there,
yeah,
the slightly uncharacteristic things get pushed down to a three.
They do. I mean, there's a ripple effect.
That ripple is what's dangerous when there's more.
But a card that should be in five doesn't ripple down to one.
Definitely.
And it's also like just a mindset shift, right? Like it's because usually if something, like you said this, but if something isn't there, you would think to put it more on the 1, 2, 3 rather than a 4, 5, 6.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just a complete mindset shift from, you have to go from thinking about, oh, if it's not there, put it in the one, to like, okay, if it's not there, I gotta like keep it at neutral and instead.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I hear what you're saying. But when I did clarify that rule, everybody's reliabilities went up from that week.
No, that rule is definitely,
yeah.
It's useful, but like just to get there is like it's a
shame. Yeah, it is.
So I'm just gonna make a list of items.
Okay.
I think that would be
yes.
We can have a list. That would be really helpful because I get confused with that.
Clearly,
hey, whatever we can do to boost reliability, I'm all for it.
Okay.
Thank you. And then you'll circulate to send it out. Okay, good.
I do have a thought, though. I found a line where she talks about like things not feeling real for
mm-hmm.
her. So that's why I placed it high.
Okay, so this item is for the therapist. It's a I know the word therapist isn't actually in the label, but it's a therapist item, so it's what the therapist does. Does the therapist actively differentiate real versus
but it
standard?
Therapist or patient.
Differences between, oh, you're right. A patient's fantasy is not an occurrence in the objective reality. Therapist points out that although the patient may have harbor death wishes toward the deceased, he not in reality causes heart attack. Therapist asks where patient got that idea when he repeatedly described the world as dangerous. So tell me what you
she
noticed.
Says, because that's the only way it feels real to me. It's almost as if you and I talking here, it's happening, but it's not real. In order for it to feel real to me, I've got to be able to watch what's happening. And I watch other people, and it's real. And when I'm with other people, it's not real.
So I guess the question is she actively differentiating real versus fantasized meanings of experience? Where'd you put it?
Eight.
How about a six or seven?
I mean, I guess that like a seven would imply that it's there, but a six would imply that it's not there.
No, it's a continuum. It's not yes or no. Six is slightly characteristic.
I guess it felt salient to me, but I guess maybe not.
Question is whether she's actively differentiating the meanings of experience, real versus fantasized. Did I really cause my father's death, or am I just fantasizing that I did? The meaning of that experience of the father's death. That's the example here. Read again what she says.
It feels real to me. It's almost as if you and I talking here, it's happening, but it's not real. In order for it to feel real to me, I've got to be able to watch this happening. Like I watch other people and it's real, and with other people it's not real.
Can anybody label what it is that she's describing, this patient? It's a particular clinical phenomenon. Yes, it's called derealization. And it's a very common dissociative phenomenon. It's actually common in normal people under highly stressful situations. She's describing this. I'm not sure that she's actively differentiating real versus fantasized. She's describing a phenomenon in which she's not feeling real. This is more about your fantasy versus reality. You know what I'm saying? So it's not quite on the mark. She's talking about like not feeling real. She's not talking about fantasy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, but a 6 or a 7 would work. Maybe a 6 would be better. All right. Wow. So we know for a fact the experts put it in 1 and 2.
Okay.
So we got 1, bam, 2, bam. 6 is high. All right. Let's see where the others put it. 5 is high.
Which one was it?
40. 1 is fine for Deepak. 6 is high, 5 is high, and 4 is high. But maybe it's one of these items where, you know, it was a person pressured, not pressured. Let's see. Item 4.
About other people, and all the times that he mentioned that he didn't actually talk about the person she was talking about, she just said like general statements.
Yeah, like there were like a lot of opportunities to do it, but he didn't interpret in any one of those opportunities.
Or if he did interpret, he would say something like this.
It wasn't like
very general.
It was like a more neutral kind
of thing. So
as opposed to you seem to be inclined to withdraw when your boyfriend becomes close.
He didn't really, I agree with you.
Yeah.
So she mentions other people and he ignores it, but I put it in the neutral column.
Me too, because there was no interpretation.
He didn't say anything about it at all, right? It wasn't like he was, or like, I don't know, because that's tough, because you could look at his not saying anything as deliberately ignoring, which is more of a one, or you could look at it as he just didn't make any comments about it, so it's fine.
No, but
I think the kicker is like he didn't make any comments in spite of there being such a
So if the patient still talks about other people a lot.
Yeah, I mean, like something like this.
Yeah.
Like I have trouble feeling anger towards other people. Any thoughts about that? Why is that?
Yeah.
Like it's not which people are you feeling angry towards? Like why do you feel angry towards your ex? Anything like that?
Yeah,
like why?
It's like she was handing him the golden platter, but he didn't.
He definitely could have asked the question.
And also, he's made interpretations, just they were more general.
Yes.
So this is just like, maybe it's just me being like, I don't know, my head's all over the place in general, but I just want to point out, like, we always refer to the therapist as he and the patient as she,
yeah.
And we never know. So this is a little sexist, guys. Like, let's just like think about that for a minute.
We say she as the...
We always do.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and never, like,
well, the patient is a she.
Right.
But
therapist is a she also.
Look at that. Just want to have some self-reflection here, everyone. I'm sorry.
Point taken.
Horrible.
All right. These are two females in the room. This particular time. I will reveal
that.
That's
the stuff. But I did feel the need to, like, every single time.
Just took the air out of the room.
<I'm> so sorry.
It's all right. So we convinced the naysayers that this should be in a one or a two? Because the golden platter comment, I think, hits the nail on the head. Just, the patient was virtually begging this therapist to make an interpretation about specific people,
right.
And it just never happened.
Okay, that makes sense.
So that would follow the rule. All right. Next one. Oh my gosh, look at that. 9. That means that both experts placed the item in 9. They had perfect reliability in this item. 9. Brian nailed it. 7, 7, fine. What's going to happen?
This is going to be the
second pagers. 3.
Oh no.
6. 4. 7 and 8 are fine.
So it's Eli and Matt.
Eli and Matt.
No, you've been Eli and Matt before.
Well, if you want to go there, okay. And we're talking about item, what is it again? 59.
I know there's at least some language about self-efficacy. I feel like I'm part of this, but I feel like I'm expressing my feelings more to people. I'm a little more comfortable speaking in meetings. That's why. No, but the patient definitely feels like I got somewhere without needing to burn myself or something. I feel like I effectively communicated my needs and something was done about it.
So is she expressing effectiveness?
Yeah, she's saying she literally said, I think I effectively communicated myself. And she said she's...
That would certainly bring it down.
I think a little bit. Not here, not for...
Deepak.
My explanation is that I filled everything up in the 789s. And when I got to this item, I was like, I don't know what to do.
Right.
I noticed definitely characteristic. Probably more. I would have, if I had room, I would have put it in 8. But like I didn't. And
but see, you felt other things were more salient than this item.
But the experts didn't agree. And I'm looking at I'm looking at 1 in 7. Item 33 patient talks about feeling close, wanting to close to someone. I could have like shifted that, but I would have put it at 7, would that have been okay?
Yeah. 7 would have been fine.
But it wasn't out of my...
We're doing this rule of 2.
It wasn't out of my interpretation. It was just out of, like... Yeah.
Okay. Eli, what do you think?
I have no idea why I put it there. I really don't know. Because it's very clear that the patient does feel inferior.
All right, so Mazzino went mounting a defense.
I see it as a 6 or 7. Because... I wrote at least 3 times efficacy, and I also wrote at least 3 times lack of adequacy, feelings of lack. Like, I've had both. So I definitely put it in her file to begin with. I don't know how I got this before. It's not 4. 7. I think I took her lack of caring about... She made it very clear she didn't care if she missed
therapy session or not, which I felt like was a bit evidence that she didn't really feel inadequate.
Like I think you're reading beyond the.
I know
that
was a stretch. That was a stretch.
Yeah.
Which is definitely, but the first couple things I listed.
Would you be okay with a 7?
Yeah.
But I do agree. Maybe a 9 sounds like it was too high.
Yeah, there's definitely some time when he says
you convinced me to come down. He mounted a fairly, you know, cogent defense. All right. So two more to go. 201. The extras put in 4. 6 is okay, 3 is okay, 7 is too high. Eight is way too high. 8 is too 9, wow.
What did they put it in? They put it in
a 4. 6 is okay, 8. So there are a lot of disagreements here. 8s, 9s, and 8s.
Therapist remarks are aimed at facilitating patient speech. These sort of characteristic end if therapist responses or behavior indicate that he or she is listening to the client and encouraging him or her to continue, such as yes, you're right, and no one.
I would definitely put that in the 6.
I only read therapist remarks for aiming facilitating patient speech, and I didn't really. I didn't really go to it. It says item does not refer to questions or exploratory comments. You know, I thought of it. I included exploratory comments.
I thought the therapist really encouraged the meeting to emphasize not any worse than other
facilities.
He asked a lot of questions. I could point. Any thoughts about that? Why is that? Why? What about the anger hurt? So it's only betrayal that makes you angry?
Those are all questions.
Yeah, those are questions.
That's the thing.
Which don't refer to this.
That is very, very.
It's just a
humble.
That's all it is?
Yeah.
Just like the
go on, Eli.
Yeah. Okay, so I see. I see. Mm-hmm. There's an easier. I see.
What else?
All right. Let me just look. I see another.
Oh, there's a
I see another. Yeah.
I see.
It's 4 in a row.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another reason.
This page is full of mms.
Yeah. I see another. It's definitely not a 4.
It's not a 4.
It's not a 4.
Oh,
I see at
20
least,
on this.
But are they? Is the therapist actually say them to facilitate the patient's speech?
Yes.
I don't know. This one's hard.
I think in the last couple of ones, there are more.
Yeah, the therapist asks a lot more questions and does less mooning.
I mean, that's why I put it at 6. I thought it was still there.
I think
it was
6.
Something that the therapist did, but I didn't think, especially compared to like the last couple
solid
months
six.
That we do.
It's a solid 6.
A solid 6?
No. Yeah. We just
so it's slightly characteristic
yeah.
of the session as a total
yeah.
for this therapist to facilitate the patient's speech by giving little encouragements with ums
yes.
and ums.
I think so.
All right, but you can live with a 6?
Yeah.
I put it in a 9.
I could live with a 6.
No, I wouldn't say 9.
I'd say
9.
I
would say 6 or 7.
I think
all right. You know, the experts aren't infallible.
They are humans.
They are humans.
That's right. You're right.
So the
make up little certificates.
The last one we'll look at is item 93, where the standard deviation is exactly 2. The experts rated this item at 6. We have 4 from Brian, that's fine. 3 is a little too low. 6 is perfect. Matt is too high. 7 and 7 are fine.
And what is this? What's the difference from saying things or using topics and patients?
When he literally said, I don't mean to offer anything. He said that somewhere.
This is the neutral stance item.
Yeah.
This is it.
I thought he was very neutral, but he had something.
She.
Hi.
They. How about they?
She says, you ask me because if I tell you what you should or shouldn't do, then you'll know. And I wrote, doesn't want to share it with anyone else. So that's why I put it.
That's why what?
I put it higher. 9 is aggressive.
No, we're therapist is neutral. So
right.
You thought this therapist was totally neutral.
I thought she was very neutral, as much as she could be, and then when that happened, it was like deliberately trying not to sway one way or another. Say, I shouldn't tell you because then I'd be influencing the action.
Therapists assume the role of neutral commentator in the patient's view of matters made preeminent in the dialogue. For example, therapist asks how it would be for the patient if she, as a therapist, approved of his expressing his anger, and subsequently inquires how it would be for him if she disapproved. Uncharacteristic therapist expresses opinions, takes positions, either explicitly or implicitly. Therapist tells patient that it's very important that he learn how to express his anger, comments the relationship the patient is in right now is not a very good one, should consider getting out of it.
I mean, she doesn't necessarily say require how it would be if she disapproved, but the patient literally says, like, were you angry with me? And then the therapist says, so were you angry with me? And she said, no, do you want me to show you? And then the therapist says, you know, you just asked me because if I tell you what you should or shouldn't do, then you'll know. As in, like,
Taylor, you put in 6. You were on the nose. What?
I thought I was off the hook because I was on the nose.
Off the hook?
I'm so sorry.
Defend the experts.
Anyone else put in 6 so that
you
can, like, take a
little
time right now?
Do a little soft shoe.
Okay,
DP,
go for it, please.
Defend the 6. Where did you put it? Okay, go ahead. Go
for it.
We're going to hear a while.
Neutrality is not. That's how I feel that she was.
Yeah. But I'm asking, like, are there any examples of her being non-neutral?
Okay. things are turning in here.
Okay. No, I think that's more of a, she's interpreting.
There's a lot of interpretation and a lot of questions that seem like the questions that was talking about how they can still be neutral while asking questions.
Yeah. Remember we talked about interpretations versus opinions? We had a very long, drawn out conversation about.
This still goes back to that same argument of interpretations. But I read that. I just don't think I found it
exactly. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I didn't feel like, I felt like she could have been like way more opinionated or something like that. Like, well, I didn't feel like it was a nine, but I definitely think she was
neutral. Could you put it in a seven?
Yeah, I could. I just
I
don't have any examples to give you of when she.
Yeah.
Or there's also like, well, you're doing a heck of a lot of rationalizing for feeling nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's all. That's also an interpretation. She's interpreting defense. You know, we talked. I mean, I think Eli talked about this a lot when we really dissected this item. That all interpretation is an opinion, right?
Yeah.
But it's not an opinion like a suggestion. Or like, I think Trump is a bad president. I'm not interpreting anything. I'm stating my opinion, right? So that would be non-neutral.
It's not saying rationalizing is good or bad. It's saying you're rationalizing. I
think that's a good I'm trying to explain your behavior. I think you're rationalizing something. So I'm explaining a process going on in your brain right now. Yes, correct. A description, not a judgment.
Some of these, I think I put it like slightly low because of like that scene where they were talking about scheduling. It felt so neutral. It felt unneutral slightly, but reading it over based on the descriptions that we've had, I understand what Matt is saying. But they're technically interpretations.
Yeah.
They're just interpretations with direction. All right.
All right. Thank you, everybody. So you're going to modify the code book. You're going to review items 69 to 100 and send out anything else that's missing.
Yes, after the semester. Because I have to work on the code
book. Yes, that's right.
Well, yes,
in next 1 week.
I'll see you in a month.
I'm not going
to. You have to get it to me fairly soon so I can...
Yeah, so I think you could touch base on that today. Yeah.
Sure. Right now?
Yeah,
sure. I have a meeting at 6, but... Thank you, guys. Happy holidays. Hope to see you guys at the party. You guys going? No? Why not?
It's my girlfriend's birthday. So.
Bring her.
She's doing something.
Bring her.
Yes,
her.
It's her 21st, so she wants to do the whole like bar crawl and spin the wheel at the there's a bunch of traditions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
I'm sorry
you
ruined
it. I told her about it.
Yeah.
And it was like the timings were just very.
I know.
I definitely.
It's my favorite event of the year for me.
I definitely told her like that because I want her to meet like my friend.
Yeah.
I told her, like, she should either next year